Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 103.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. And it was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 100, verse 3. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. On several occasions while driving in Romania, I've seen shepherds standing guard over their flocks. A man in this occupation takes his responsibility very seriously. Finding good grazing land might mean being separated from his family for up to 5 months. During that time, he lives without running water, plumbing, and electricity, and he sleeps in a little structure that resembles a man-sized rabbit hutch. His ability to provide for his family depends on the condition of the sheep in his care, and that condition is a direct reflection of his character, so he seeks to care well for his woolly critters. In today's Bible verse, the psalmist calls us sheep and says we belong to God. We can rest assured then that we are in good hands because our shepherd is wise and good. He cares for us to ensure our well-being. But what does that look like? In trying to understand this, I found it helpful to look at today's verse alongside Psalm 23. I want to focus on verses 1 and 2. First, Psalm 23:1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." In the physical realm, a good shepherd does everything in his power to see to it that his animals' needs are met. He finds the best pastureland, rids the sheep of parasites, protects them from natural enemies, and provides shelter and clean drinking water. In the spiritual realm, God, our shepherd, sees to it that all our needs are met. This doesn't mean giving us an abundance of material possessions or wealth, but according to 1 Peter 1:3, it does mean he gives us everything we need to live godly lives. We can trust him to grant wisdom in great measure and peace that passes human understanding. We can trust him to bless us with joy in the face of suffering and forgiveness when we confess our sin to him. We can trust him for acceptance and for strength and for the power to persevere. Psalm 23:2 says, "He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams." Sheep find it nearly impossible to rest unless four conditions are met. They need to be free from fear, from friction within the flock, from pests like flies and parasites, and from hunger. God, our shepherd, addresses each of these concerns in the spiritual realm so we can experience inner rest. First, he knows that fear is a big deal for us, so he repeats in his word, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." By understanding the power of his presence, we can come to the place described in Psalm 4:8, which says, I will lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Our shepherd resolves the issue of friction in the flock through his teaching and modeling of servanthood. Tension, comparison, jealousy, envy, all of these things fall aside when we truly follow his example by putting others first, taking delight in honoring them, and learning to be content with sitting at the foot of the table rather than at the head. Freedom from pests and parasites is a necessity before sheep can lie down and rest, so a good shepherd checks his animals regularly for bugs and administers treatment as needed. God, our shepherd, knows how we struggle with feeling bugged when circumstances or people annoy us. He gives us the Holy Spirit, represented by oil in Scripture, to bring soothing relief. When we let him fill and control us, he replaces our feelings of irritation with calm and contentment. Freedom from hunger is the fourth need that must be met before sheep can lie down and rest. If they're hungry, they'll waste their energy searching for food, and they will languish. Therefore, a good shepherd will clear rocky land, plow and prepare soil, and plant legumes to ensure his flock will be well fed. God, our shepherd, feeds us by clearing our hearts from rocks of unforgiveness, fear, and insecurity. He tills the soil of our hearts and plants the seed of his word so it can grow and bring forth fruit that feeds us with hope and truth. It satisfies us and brings us to a place of inner rest. When sheep become thirsty, they will seek to satisfy that thirst with whatever water they find. The problem is, sometimes that water is contaminated and makes them sick. A good shepherd provides his animals with clean water to prevent illness. Our good shepherd does the same. Our souls are thirsty, and we may try to quench our desire from unhealthy sources such as work, money, position, alcohol, romance novels, and social media. But God, our shepherd, has provided us with the living water, Jesus Christ. Those who drink from his well find their thirst forever quenched. All who have placed their faith in Jesus for salvation are the sheep of God's pasture and are in his care. We can trust him to provide everything we need to flourish and experience inner rest. How should we respond then? By doing as Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Indeed, the Lord made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture, and he is our good shepherd." Let's praise him for that. Father, you are our good shepherd. Thank you for buying us with the precious blood of Jesus. We belong to you. We are the sheep of your pasture and are in your care. Thank you for looking out for our best interest and for meeting all our needs. We praise you, Good Shepherd, because you are completely trustworthy and true. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.